You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Henshaw and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
We love this show, and we love this show because of the people we meet as part of this show. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and we have one of our very favorite guests with us today, someone whose talent, humility, and grace is opening doors and bringing honors as he spread music in all directions. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hello, my name is Jack Flute Holland of the group Crazy Flute.
I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad I got an opportunity to come on.
We are so happy that you're here for so many reasons. But one of those great reasons is the healing that we need right now in our world. I mean, everywhere you turn, broken hearts and broken dreams and bad news. And your music and your life are good medicine. Do you have some healing words for our friends today?
Best thing I can tell people out there is, you know, I know it's hard right now, and it's hard to do this, but it's important, you know, be kind to each other. There's so much ugly in the world. Doesn't cost you nothing to be nice. You know what I mean? It doesn't even mean you agree with somebody. Just means you know how to be kind, because you don't know what kind of day somebody's having. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So be kind and give yourself a break too. You know what I mean? Because we're all struggling, and you know we've got to keep moving forward, and you know just try to remember we're supposed to be here for each other, and try to do that the best you can.
Good words. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, because you're right. You're absolutely right. We never know what somebody's going through, and they don't know what we're going through, but we know we're all going through something right now.
Right.
And so what are some of the teachings that, you know, perhaps you've learned as you play the flute and perhaps from our beautiful native culture that are helping you right now?
Things that are helping me right now that come from our culture is direct connection, you know, pray every single day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Always pray, always, you know, take time to show honor, if you will, to creation around you and the source of it, you know, to, you know, like I said, try to be there for people. I mean, you know, the concept of a tribe is just that. You know, if you have 100 people in a tribe, you got 99 people taking care of you, and you're one of 99 taking care of another individual. And I try to remember that, you know, and keep it moving in a way that I'm able to do what I can when I can. I've always hated the terminology. People say, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I don't agree with that. You know, what comes around goes around. I don't agree with that, because that's all self-serving, because you're getting something out of it at the end of the day. I've always felt do the right thing because you can do the right thing, you know, then it's truly selfless at that point. You know what I mean? You're not trying to ensure a reward later on down the road. You know, our reward is the ability to be able to go out every day. And if it's just a simple smile at somebody and acknowledging that they exist. You know what I mean? You are doing something for somebody else. And I really believe in it. And that all comes from the concepts of, you know, tribal life and from what I've heard elders speak of and, you know, things of that nature, you know, your connection to the divine and how you interact and, you know, flow through the world around you and what you do to make the world a better place, because you're going to either make the world better or make the world worse by your presence. So, you know, really it's your move at the end of the day, what you're going to do and how you're going to impact the world for generations to come while living and honoring what the generations before you left for you.
That is beautiful. And I beyond beautiful, really. And I'm so thankful you shared that with us, because I know you're a very spiritual person. And you may have noticed this too, but for the past few years, our elders have really been talking to us about our traditions, our culture, our hearts, you know, getting our hearts right. Even before all of these strange things started happening in the world, you know, our elders would tell us, you have to walk in a good way. You have to keep a good mind. They would implore us to learn our languages and culture and traditions and songs and dances. And I remember Chief Arvel Looking Horse saying that there was going to come a day when the only way we would make it through would be our culture. The only way we would make it through so many terrible things and so many things happening would be our tribes and our love for one another. How do you feel about that?
I agree 100%. And the reason I know it's true, you know, I don't care about people with their weird philosophies, especially in this day and age where everybody seems to think their own personal philosophy is just as valid. You know, a philosophy is just an opinion based in, you know, your experience, whether it's an educated opinion or not, whether it's intellectual, it all comes down to what you think should be happening. And, you know, in a real big scheme of things, you know, we're children, you know what I mean? We're children in the world. You know, I've always told people, you know, that's the reason, you know, people get mad about prayer and stuff. Well, I prayed for this to happen and it didn't. That's because the, you know, creator looked down and said, that's what you want. I'm going to give you what you need. And, you know, because we all flow on what we want and we don't focus on what we need and what the world needs. It's just what we want out of it. But as far as traditions and stuff, you know, being the way we're supposed to go, I absolutely agree with that. I believe those elders knew, because they, those elders who walk in tradition stay connected. I mean, you know, they don't just give lip service. They don't, you know, do everything like, you know, they're not out there with a crowd burning sage and praying. These are the guys that go back in the hills alone, you know, to pray in privacy, because that's when it's real. What you do in the silence and solitude of your life is what's real, not what you do for the masses for adulation and all that stuff. So I believe these men and women knew these times were going to come. And, you know, I've always believed, you know, the indigenous people's ways are going, what was it that they attribute it to? Crazy Horse is going to be a blessing for a sick world. And we're living in a sick world right now. The earth is hurting. People are hurting, you know, and we have to do something, and we should use the tools we have in front of us. You know, I've always felt that the, you know, divine, the creator, whatever words you like to use, whatever word for God you have in your own languages. You know, I believe we're walking a path, and when we choose to walk a path, and tools are put along that path, and those tools come in the form of tradition and culture and language and humanity to each other, and those tools, we pick them up, and then we'll always come to a point where those tools, if we've paid attention, are going to help us through the next thing we're going to go through, like a crossroads, if you will. And we're going to come to that point. And those tools that we gather through paying attention to our elders and engaging, not just sitting around and learning, but engaging and being active and present in ceremony and things like that are what's going to allow us to affect change when we come to those major things in our lives, you know, like all the stuff that's going on now, you know, in the world or major things in our personal lives. We're going to be there to make a choice. And yes, we pray, but I've always believed you pray to give thanks, or you pray for somebody else. You never pray for yourself, because that's a prayer you could have said for somebody else, you know, and put that energy out for them. So I believe, you know, by walking that way, you know, we learn, if we pay attention, and we're a more effective tool for the Creator to blow His breath through us into the world.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I needed to have this conversation with you today, because this is right on time, really. And for such a time as this, people used to say that in ceremony when I was real, real young. They'd say, oh, for such a time as this, your generation was created. Mm-hmm. And so many of our elders, unfortunately, have left us because of sickness and this great sickness. And so all that they have poured into us, everything they've taught us, everything we can remember, everything that they are guiding us, we have to take our places now, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love what you're saying, you know. But I'm going to be real practical right now, because some of our friends may be listening and be thinking, how can they step up? Maybe they haven't paid attention in ceremony. Maybe they haven't taken this seriously. Maybe they thought that, you know, Mamaw and Papaw and aunties and uncles would just always be here, right? I mean, they've always been here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten comfortable with other people leading, you know, being the head lady dancer at the powwow, or, you know, leading the ceremonies and all. And now they're listening to us and realizing, oh, it's time for everybody to do their part. Where do they start?
Oh, well, start by, you know, making the realization that it's not something, it's not a hobby. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have an obligation and responsibility to your ancestors and to the future generations, because you one day will be an ancestor. And
mm-hmm.
so you have to take the time to go learn. If you're not, say you were raised, you know, away from tradition, away from a reservation, away from a tribal environment, and you find out later in life, or you've just got, you know, barely any native blood, you know what I mean? Or you don't qualify for federal enrollment, you can still go and learn. There are people who will teach because they believe these teachings far exceed tribal boundaries. These are teachings for the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you go, and you go in a humble way, and you put in the work, you sit, you listen, you learn, you be active in the community, go chop wood for the elders, go carry water for the elders, help them, you know what I mean? Help them as much as you can, whether it be financially or just through some company, because to hold on to these ways jealously is to kill them.
Right.
It is to destroy. It destroys those things because they don't get passed on. And then you get left with the people who do go out and they just make up stuff and call it tribal, and they create all this division because people are seeking, you know what I mean? And not everybody turns to Christianity. Some people seek alternative paths, you know? And so you have to have a reality of these alternative paths for people to follow, and you have to give them a foundation, but the people have to be willing to learn it and learn it right, because I see a lot of people come up on the indigenous path, whether they are, you know, raised with it or not. You know, some people aren't even indigenous, come around, and I think they make this fatal mistake in their own spiritual path by thinking that they're going to walk this path and they're going to change the path to suit them. When in reality, our responsibility and obligation is to change ourselves to fit the path.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Oh,
and I think
goodness.
That's how people get started. You know? You and I can speak from experience on that, because I was not deeply raised in a traditional environment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was moved around the country a lot because I came from a military family. You know? And some stuff, you know, I think I've talked about this previously, where I wanted to learn how to play the flute, and, you know, I was told they wouldn't teach me and all this other junk. You know, I had to go learn my own song. I didn't understand it, so it created resentment because I was not part of the community. And so I spent my whole life wandering. I was literally homeless for a long time, and I wandered the country, going from reservations to communities and learning and all this stuff. But what I did is I went in there through trial and error and learned how to shut down arrogance of, you know, I want to learn, so therefore you have to teach. You know, you have to go in a humble way. You might go hang out with people for months and months, years before you start to learn anything from them. But if you slow down and think, just by being there and observing, you will learn so much. You don't have to be told everything. You know, look with your eyes and listen with your ears. You know, there's a reason we got two eyes and two ears and one mouth, because that's looking and listening is far more important than speaking.
That's right. That's right. This is so important, especially for our youth and our young people, you know, because we live in a culture where we have overnight success or instant success, right? Somebody can make a TikTok video and go viral and a million likes or something, and people are like, yeah, you're a star. And I think a lot of people, you know, we drive through the fast food window and they just hand you some instant food, and there's instant things we can do. We have instant text messages, or, you know, instant, right away, no work, just boom, 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 boom. But I think I think maybe our young people need to learn from what you're saying, that you might carry water for a year. You know, you might go someplace and nobody asks you to sing or say anything. But during those times, your character is developing. You're developing patience, humility, generosity. And humility comes before honor, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I love your perspective, because I think some of our young people and some of our speakers, of course, just need to hear that. You know, one time I was going to go at an important engagement, and I overslept. And I was racing around to get to the airport, and I was running, and I was just, oh my goodness, I don't know what I threw in that bag. I mean, I just don't even know. And I got to the airport, and there was nobody there. There was nobody at the gate. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I sat down, and I waited, but there was still nobody at the gate. And then I got worried. And I looked up and I saw a pilot with his wings on his jacket and his uniform and his hat. And I said, sir, have you heard about this flight? And he said, yes, ma'am. He said, I'm the pilot. And I said, I don't know what's happening. I feel like I'm lost. Nobody's here. He said, oh, you're not lost. You're just early. And some of our young people and some of our, see, I didn't realize the time had changed. So I was early.
Right.
And so some of our young people, I feel like what you're saying to them is so good, because you're early. We need you to serve. We need you to wait. We need you to help. We need you to take your place and learn. And then someday, you'll be a great powwow champion. Or maybe you will lead a stomp dance, or maybe you will be a tremendous flute player, but we need you in this part of it to learn wisdom and understanding. See, you are so helpful to me and so many other people because you're willing to share out of your heart like that. So for the people right now, they're not lost, they're just early.
Yeah,
exactly. What's your best piece of advice for them?
Be patient. You know, be patient and don't come in with preconceived ideas. You know, it's really hard to, you know, fill a cup that's already full. You know what I mean? Empty what you think you know, and listen to people who do know, and absorb what's being taught, and then make it a part of your life. Don't just listen to it and think it's neat so you have something esoteric to talk about in your social circles, you know, back in New York City.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let these things alter your life. And if that causes people to fall away, then they've already served their time with you.
Okay.
And, you know, you will attract people that will be on the same, you know, path as you are. And that will enrich, because it's all about community. You know, I really, you know, I don't know if I find problem with it, because I don't want to say anything like that would, you know, alienate somebody. But I don't believe there's any such thing as a solo native person. You know what I mean? The solitary Indian.
No,
it's all part of a community. because that, the community is the source, you know. And yes, the source is, you know, slowly, you know, going away because of disease and all these other things, but there are people there who will still teach. And because these ways are important, you know, they are who you are. Your skin color is not who you are. You know, your tribe's not who you are. Who you are is these teachings. Those are what make you who you are. To go and take these teachings and carry them and then help the world and your people, you know, with, and when I mean your people, I mean humanity, not just the tribe you come from. But help humanity, the world around you. You know, people get mad, you know, these white folks are doing this, they're doing that. Well, educate them then. Instead of just, you know, categorizing them as the enemy. You know, it just seems like so many people, their identity is based on having an enemy. And it's like, no. You know, I've always said educate, don't alienate. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Oh, wow, I like that. And so what does life look like if we start doing it that way? Instead of saying, you know, us against them, we start saying, okay, it's all of us, and I'm going to show you how and why. What does that look like?
It's rocky at the start because people are entrenched in their ideologies and their politics and their concepts of what they think is right and what should happen. But you don't fight these people. You continue to be who you are. You know, if they yell at you, you speak kindly back to them because you take the fire away. You know what I mean? There's part of an old, I want to say it's Chinese saying, you know, basically about, you know, all this anger and fighting back and being mad at people who, you know, you believe you have a right to be mad at because they've wronged you somehow. That makes you, you know, kind of like a door. And then, you know, they're the, you know, tiger that latches onto the door. Well, if you don't become that door, if you don't stand in the way, the tiger has nothing to latch onto.
Okay.
And then anger dissipates, you know, and then you can start dialogue. But that's what I mean by putting in the work and being patient. You're not just going to walk up and say, here's a piece of wonderful advice that'll change your life. People got to be ready to hear it. And you have to create an environment where people are receptive. And that's through that kindness, through not being what those people want. Because some people just want to, they need you to be mad so they can stand and be about something. They have something to yell about now. And you can't be that person. And that's what our traditions and stuff teach, you know. And yes, I know in the past people, you know, tried that and it ended up, you know, in conflict, which led us to where we are today in regards to dominant society and tribal relations. But, you know, you still have to do what's right, you know, because at the end of the day, you're going to pass away. And what you did in life is going to echo, you know, through the spirit. You know what I mean? And you're going to be asked, what did you do? What did you do? You know, did you run around with a, you know, upside down flag and shaking a gun and, you know, screaming about, you know, the white man? Or did you feed people? Did you help people? Did you educate people? Did you do what you could? Did you sacrifice of yourself to help other people? And that's, you know, because for me, you know, people talk about all these different religions out there. And, you know, people have told me because, you know, I'm not a Christian. I'm going to burn in hell and all this stuff. And I'm like, that doesn't really scare me. The scariest thing in the world to me is standing before my ancestors in the spirit world and me not having done the right things and them looking at me with shame in there because I didn't honor what they fought and died for, you know? And that's terrifying to me.
That's powerful. I mean, that's really powerful. And I appreciate you being so transparent about these things because you're right. I mean, these dialogues, these conversations, I think when we start having them with everybody else, we start finding out that we're a lot more alike than we are different, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
Right? I mean, we all find out we love our families. We all want to be happy. We want love in our lives. You know, we really find all this common ground, but we can't find it if we don't ever talk to each other, right?
Right. Well, and yeah. That's something I found out, you know, I mean, the media paints this horrifying picture, right? Of how people, you know, do each other. You know, I go around in the world, walking around, and I will speak to anybody and everybody. You know what I mean? I don't care. My wife thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. You know, I tell people, you're not safe from a conversation with me in the grocery line. I promise you that. You know? And, I've not seen this animosity that's out there in these, you know, stirred up world. You know what I mean?
Right.
I talk
that's
to
right.
white
that's
folks.
Right. Yeah.
I talk to black folks. I talk to Hispanic folks. And everybody's cordial and friendly with each other.
Yes.
You know, laughing and cutting up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that starts from coming from a place of willing to have that conversation with a smile on your face and just talk to people. Because people want to be acknowledged, you know?
Yeah.
And so acknowledge the people around you with a kind word, a smile, be helpful. You know, if you're sitting there with a cart full of groceries in a grocery line and somebody's standing behind you with three items in their hand, let them go ahead of you.
Please, yes.
You know what I mean?
Please do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to lose anything. Like you said, you know, what are you in a rush for? You know what I mean? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Plan your time accordingly and just go out into the world with kindness. And, you know, it'll drain you a little bit, but guess what? You can come home and you can sit down and you can pray. And guess where you're going to get energy from? You're going to get recharged. You're going to get rejuvenated because you are doing the right thing, you know, and the right thing is not about reward. It's about the benefit to the world.
Yes. My granddaddy used to say, love has arms and legs.
Yeah, and I like it.
Yeah, I mean, really. And I'm so glad you said that because I see people going out of their way to help me with the stroller or to be, you know what I mean? I don't see all this rabid hate. Everyone hates one. Everyone, I just hate everyone. No, I mean, I see people, good morning. Hi. I mean, I really do see people trying. A lot of people are trying. Yeah, they really are.
And I think people are inherently by nature good. I think hate is taught.
Yes, it is.
And then hate twists the mind and creates all these psycho problems, you know, where you've got the crazy folks out here, you know, shooting up grocery stores or shooting up schools or like that parade in Chicago. You know what I mean?
I'm so sorry.
You know,
yeah,
wacky people that go out and do this stuff. But that's not who they are. That's who they've been taught to be.
Mm.
And so everything still comes back down to teaching, to learning, you know, be willing to help somebody. I always wonder these, and it's not an excuse for them. You know what I mean? It's not an excuse because those things are horrible things. But, you know, at what point did they turn from being that good human being? What event, you know, what little thing, maybe somebody said something mean and that started them down a path. You know what I mean? They obsessed on something and then it became this sickness in their body and they go out and do these things. And I wonder how much stuff could have been prevented by us living by that basic tenet that I have for myself. I don't say anybody else has to do it, but this is what I do, is by being kind to people. You never know, man. You should engage somebody in conversation, compliment them something. You might turn them away from something bad that day because they went, somebody cared.
Mm-hmm. You know, we had a incident like that with the show. We had a guest on the show, a rapper, Nightshield, and he is a tremendous rapper from Rosebud.
Yep, I know him. I know him.
He's a longtime friend of mine. And all of a sudden, like in the middle of one of our interviews, he just said, you know, and if you're thinking about dropping out of school and doing nothing with your life, you know, you're a fool. You stay in school, you get your education, and then you do this and you do that. And it was totally out of the conversation, we thought, until we got an email. And it was a kid from South Dakota who said Nightshield was his favorite rapper, and he listened to him, and he was thinking about dropping out of school the next day. And just that moment made him decide to stay in school.
See, that's
and it
awesome.
Gives me, see, you never know. I mean, if the conversation was going, it was flowing, and then all of a sudden he just said that. And I was like, oh, okay, great. You know? And yet we didn't
know. Gabriel's a good guy.
He is. He really is. He's just a wonderful friend of mine. And I just, but at the time, somebody's life was changed. And so just mm-hmm. like you at the grocery store, just like when we move around, somebody's life might be forever changed. We had a situation again with this show where someone wrote to me and said that they had decided to commit suicide. They had everything all set up already, but they really liked Night Shield and decided to listen to the episode with him on it. And then they were going to kill themselves. And on that other interview, different interview, we just started talking about how we needed everybody. And he said, you know, you don't get to just quit. You don't get to just check out. Your community needs you. You know, people need you. People are counting on you. And it felt like, okay, you know, just, wow, okay. And then someone wrote to us and said that that's the moment when they decided to keep on living this life. And so if you out there, our friends, if you don't think your words matter, oh, they do. All of us can think of somebody who encouraged us or influenced us or turned us around or helped us keep going, right? I mean, our words are powerful, aren't they?
Yep. And I mean, just because, you know, I've lost friends to suicide, and I will tell people, please don't engage in that, because suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
That's right. That's right. And every day, somebody needs encouragement. And that's something we can all do. You don't need a degree to do that. You don't need any money to do that. You don't need anything but kindness in your heart to encourage other people.
Yep.
And that's something we all can
anybody. Do. Yeah, I invite anybody, you know, who's listening. If you got something like that in your head, you know, you can find me on social media. You can message me and I will talk with you. I don't care what time of day it is. I don't care. You know, all I do is music for a living anyway. So I've got time to spend if somebody needs to talk.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. We're going to go to commercial, but when we come back, we're going to talk much more about our culture, our connection, and the flute. We'll be right back.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhett.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hear the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds, can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerfoundation.com. prostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Extinction is forever. To save America's most iconic and imperiled species from extinction, we must fight for their future. Fight to save the natural lands that wildlife call home. Fight to limit pollution. Fight for smart development. Fight for their future. And fight for ours. For so goes nature. So goes us.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale.
Bipolar?
Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray, oh, they pray, oh, they never look back. What?
once a war for gay.
Creator has a plan, and there are not accidents in his plan. Some of the things we think are coincidences are really just synchronicities. Creator getting us on the right path.
And yep, I've always said coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous.
Love it. Oh, I love it. That's perfect. And that's why this conversation today is such a blessing. Would you reintroduce yourself to us, please?
Absolutely. My name is Jack Flute Holland from the band Crazy Flute.
And where can we find your music? Where can we find you on social media? Where can we maybe hear you play live?
Well, social media, you can go to www.crazyflutemusic.com. You can catch us on Spotify, all your, you know, streaming services and stuff. You can also do the @CrazyFlute01 on Facebook to engage with me on my Facebook page. For seeing us live, we have a powwow coming up here in Collegedale, Tennessee, the 23rd and 24th, I think it is. It's the Yellow Horse Memorial Powwow. I'll be performing there. And we're going to be updating the webpage with our schedule. We got a couple shows in September, I think, and then I think our October is completely booked. We'll be going all over the place. You know, October, November, and then I think we wind down a little bit in December. I've already working on our 7th album. We just released our 6th album called Battle Cry this past December.
Great.
And we're working on number 7 right now. No title yet. I usually wait till the very butt end of it all to, you know, come up with a title and stuff like that. I'm just working on the music, and then it'll tell me what it wants to be called. And so, but yeah, we're doing that. You should catch us at a show. You know, please come check our schedule. Come see us. Like I said, in between sets, I will gladly sit and talk about just about anything you want to talk about, as long as it's, you know, civilized conversation, not something crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Right. Well, you know, that's just how it is. I'm not going to, you know, engage, you know, like
that's
hate
right.
conversation and things like
that's
that.
Right.
You know, I'll say my piece
mm-hmm.
about it, because we all have to stand up to hate and inequality. You know, what was it
mm-hmm.
Dr. King said? You know, injustice mm-hmm. anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
You know, so,
that's absolutely right. And I'm so glad you said that. I'm really glad you said that, because one of the things, my granddaddy was a World War II veteran, D-Day, everything. And he
Thank you for service.
Oh, bless him. Bless him. He said, you can't win a war by yourself. Allies matter. And he used to say, for
yeah.
those of us who are Native, there's too few of us. We can't just do this by ourselves. Allies matter. And I really
mm-hmm.
think that you're a fantastic example of that. You know, that you're inclusive. You include people. You welcome people. You show hospitality to people. And I think that's so important right now, that we're all in this together. We have to have allies. We have to have friends. All you've got is your friends when it comes down
yep.
to it. And so how do we support one another?
Man, it all boils down to me to kindness. I mean, being willing,
yeah.
what you think doesn't matter at the end of the day. And what people
mm-hmm.
think of you doesn't matter, because it's none of your business.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I didn't think about it that way, but
yeah. I truly believe, you know, people don't like me or whatever. I don't really care. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, I'm going
mm-hmm.
to be me. You know, I believe we
mm-hmm.
support each other by celebrating each other and not trying to push our personal systems on other people. You know, like I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You can be, I've got Republican friends, Democrat friends, independent friends. I've got gay friends, lesbian friends, bi, transgender, you know, and they're close friends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Of course, I've got my own opinions on these things, and those are just, you know, they're my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I discuss those things with those people when they want to talk about them. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
I also believe you have to go into a conversation educated and with an intent
mm-hmm.
to try to understand
mm-hmm.
where somebody's coming from. You have to understand
yeah.
somebody's point of view, you know, before you can have a conversation on stuff. I tell people, tell me about you so I can be a better
mm-hmm.
friend.
Oh, I
you
love
know?
That. That's beautiful.
You know.
That's, really
that's exactly
beautiful.
How I feel. I want to know about you, not to change you, not to judge you, but to know how I can be the best friend to you that I can be. I taught martial arts for a lot of years and always said, you know, you don't teach the art to the student. You teach the student to the art.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. So when I make friends, I'm not going to come up and say, this is who I am and you have to take me exactly this way and I'm inflexible. No, I want to know you. That way I know,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm not going to say anything that hurts your feelings, or I'm not going to offend you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that, because those things are hurtful. I want to be a friend. I want to be able to help you. I want to have experiences together and adventures together as your friend. And that comes
mm-hmm.
from a place of understanding somebody. So, yeah, I'm very inclusive. I don't look at people, unless you are hurting other people, you know, I generally don't have a problem with people. I will be friendly. I will hug you. I'll hang out with you. You know, I'll protect you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, our life is all about being kind and sacrificing for the good of the whole.
Oh, yes. And see, that's what a tribe was based on. That's the,
mm-hmm.
I mean, right there is what a tribe was based on, was taking care of the whole, being kind and serving one another, loving one another, helping one another, protecting one another. And once again, we come back that our ancestors got it right. You know,
absolutely.
They knew what they were doing.
The proof of how they got it right, it's absolutely proof-ridden, okay? It can't be
mm-hmm.
argued effectively to the detriment of the statement that our ancestors had it correct, because for thousands upon thousands upon tens of thousands of years, they tended to the land, and that's tribal societies everywhere. And then when this new way of thinking that was money-driven and power-driven came around, in 500 years, they have wrecked everything.
Wrecked, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Wrecked everything in 500 years.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
tens of thousands of years, everything was beautiful. People hit hard times, but they banded together. And then 500 years, and we've got people starving in the streets. Our warriors don't have a place to live, and they're dying, you know, without any help and no appreciation for what they've done. You know what I mean? Young people are taking their lives, and just it's awful. And it's all because of this psychotic system that's in play by people who have no connection to community anymore, make rules out of an obligation to greed and money.
See, thank you. Thank you so much for clarity in that. And I really moved by what you're saying, because each one of us can be kind. Each one of us can be part of restoring the old paths. It's, again, we can do this. Generosity, humility, honor, respect, love, diligence, wisdom, understanding. We can do this. We can walk in these old ways. We can walk in these good paths. We can keep a good mind. We can begin to bring us back to who we're supposed to be. And so what do you say? What do you say when you think about your music and your part in restoration and healing?
Well, for me, I want to be there for somebody else. I want to be open. You know what I mean? If somebody's in pain, I want to do what I can, even if it's just listening. So, you know, some people aren't looking for a solution. Some people are just looking for an ear. They just want to be heard, you know? So that's what I do, you know, with that. My music, I try to be upbeat about it. You know, my spoken word pieces, I try to be educational about it and get people to think, because most people just go with something and they never question anything about what they believe. They just automatically believe it because that's what they've always done, you know, and it takes effort. You know, introspection takes a lot of effort, and it's the scariest fight you'll ever have to fight when you take a look at who you are for real, you know?
Yes.
And so, you know, my music tends to be upbeat because I want it to be, to give a sense of hope, to give a sense of happiness, you know what I mean? Something people can smile to while they're on a road trip or something like that, you know, get some feeling good. Because when you feel good, you can be good. It's easier to be good, you know what I mean? When you feel good about things, then you can connect to something. And I just hope people can connect to my music and feel the hope and happiness I'm trying to put into my music. You know, the playfulness, you know, because we lack that in the world. You know what I mean? Like you said, you know, kindness, we're all capable of kindness, and it doesn't cost anything. That's the greatest part of kindness. If we look at stuff in, you know, today's world, you know, the cost analysis of kindness is, you know, the biggest percentage of, you know, a return on investment, because you're investing in the future. You know what I mean? You know, the little pebble thrown in the pond, there's the kindness, and then them ripples go from side to side in the pond.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and that's what we are, you know, and we affect change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because kindness, I mean, let's get, you know, kind of weird on it. You have to think to be kind.
That's right.
Okay, the concept of, the concept of thinking actually burns calories in the brain. Calorie is energy released. So when you are being kind, you are creating positive energy, and energy flows. Energy is a real thing, so it affects the things around you.
Yeah, I love it.
And
I
so,
love that.
Yep, you're creating actual change with kindness. You know, and like I said, it doesn't mean you agree or condone anything. You know what I mean? It just means you are investing in the future of the world. One of my favorite things, and I thought this is kind of what kindness is to me, is when there was a saying, I don't know who it's attributed to, but it says the man who plants a tree, understanding he'll never sit in its shade, has just begun to understand the world.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's majestic. That is really excellent. That's right. Thank you for saying that. That is so... that's so encouraging. And so what I want to do to close this show, I want to give you the last few minutes to encourage our friends, to be kind to our friends, to speak directly to our friends who are listening, maybe struggling a little bit. I'm going to give you the mic. Please encourage our
Okay. Heart. Thing I would tell all of you that are listening, I said it at the start of the show as well, give yourself a break. Love yourself. Mm-hmm. You are worth everything. There are people who do love you. Even if you don't know it, there are people who love you. And if you can't find those people, I'm going to use this term, God loves you.
That's right.
Mother Earth loves you.
Mm.
And so you have value. You are valued. Mm-hmm. You are seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know? Mm-hmm. You have the ability to do great things in the world. You know, you have the ability to make good choices. You have the ability to be there for other people and feel that enrichment from what you're doing. You know, the best thing, the absolute best thing, you know, love yourself and be kind to other people. You know, you got to be kind to yourself too. You know what I mean? You know, take that time to heal yourself. It's not selfish. You know what I mean? It's not selfish at all. You know, if you need time, you take time. You know, you do whatever you have to help be a positive thing in the world and a positive thing for yourself, because you're part of the world too, you know, and your joys and your triumphs and your victories, man, they echo and wave through it all. And the same thing with your hardships and your sadness and your losses, you know, they're felt by more people than you might know, you know, so just take it easy on yourself. You know what I mean? Don't be so wrapped up in all the minutia of the world, all the tiny little things, you know what I mean? You know, the old saying down here in the South, you know, water on a duck's back, you know what I mean? Let it flow off, you know, focus on the things that mean something, you know, don't get caught up in the hatred that's out there. There's no place for you there. You know, you are a divine being of light and love, you know? And so put that forward. And, you know, realize that that in itself, if you're looking for a reward, that's the reward. You've made the world better by just, you know, doing that. But you're valued, you're loved, you're seen, you know, and you are, you know, God didn't make a mistake when God created you.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolute fact. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and even if you don't believe in any spiritual path, you're still not a mistake. You are existing, okay? The things that were that are mistakes in life don't survive. You've survived to this point, so therefore you're still not a mistake. No matter how you look at it, you're here, you know, and you have an ability to make change, and you have the ability to love yourself. And like I said, I can't stress it enough, you're valued, you know, you are loved.
Yeah.
And I'll say this a million times, you can find me on Facebook. And you can hit me up, and I will talk to you.
Mm.
You know, I don't have any boundaries when it comes to that, really, because I believe in being there for other. And that means you, whoever you are that's listening, that I don't know. It doesn't matter. You know, people can hate for no reason. I can love for no reason.
That's right.
Love yourself and love each other as best as you can. It's a learning process. Don't be afraid to stumble. That doesn't make you a bad person either. We all learn and we all grow at our own rate. So just, you know, go out there and be the most perfect version of yourself you can and marinate yourself in love and kindness and generosity.
What a wonderful visit this has been. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining us today, for encouraging us today, and for being a blessing to all of us and the whole world through your fantastic music. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure to get to talk with you. You know, I really, really hope to be able to meet you one day in person.
Yes, that's right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And I thank all of our friends who listen. Thank you so much. We appreciate this network. We appreciate our friends that make this show possible. We appreciate all of you. And I hope somebody has done this to you today. But just in case they have not, I want to remind you that the Creator loves you, and all of us do too. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'll see you next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her belly big, get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her, and never look back once the war forgave.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.